2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Senator Mitt Romney, for giving us something juicy to talk about on such a cloudy Monday. Romney outing himself in a national news story that he has a fake Twitter account under the name Pierre Delecto. We'll tell you why he has it, what he's been tweeting about, and who he follows. And Dave, I'm absolutely heartbroken to tell you, Pierre Delecto does not follow Debbie Dujanovic.
You're about the only journalist he wasn't following. You know what? I want to know the story behind Pierre Delecto. Like, we think about names all the time. It takes us 9 months to name our own kids. So I want to know where Pierre Delecto came from. I mean, that's such an odd name. But a burner account. No, honestly, a burner account, I think, says something important. And I think that's what I want to dive into today.
Dave and Dujanovic.
It's me. That's how Senator Romney confirmed late last night that the Twitter account named Pierre Delecto, that's been critical of Republicans, by the way, and President Trump, that's what he's named it, and he's had it since July 2011.
Did he say it's me, or was it c'est moi? I think it was in French. Yeah, we're going to tell you how reporters discovered the account, the burner account, what the tweet said, and why he says he had the account in the first place.
Shout out to reporter McKay Coppins.
Nice job. Good work.
Yeah, he's been somewhat of a regular on our show. We're expecting a live interview with him in 10 minutes from right now. He published an article in The Atlantic.
I thought it was at 9:35. 10 minutes? 9:35.
Oh, 9:35, excuse me. Okay, he published an article in The Atlantic, and the one detail several paragraphs in that has gone viral is that Senator Mitt Romney has a secret Twitter account. Twitter went wild over it, and so did the national media.
Senator Mitt Romney says he has a secret Twitter account and that he sometimes uses it to defend himself when people are mean. He calls it his lurker account. I mean, he admitted to it during an interview with The Atlantic. Afterward, a reporter discovered an account called Pierre Delecto that follows all of Romney's children and was created shortly after he announced he was running for the presidency back in 2011. When asked about it, Mitt Romney responded, c'est moi, meaning it's me in French.
That's right. He told McKay, I said, I'm not going to give you the name of it, but guaranteed someone was going to find out who this was. He said, I'm following 668 people. It was journalists, late night comedians, athletes. He said he did it because he wanted to get the pulse of what's going on. And I can tell you right now, Debbie, when I think of a burner account, it sends a very, very bad message in this way. He's too nervous to actually follow certain people because of the political ramifications. It's afraid to say what he really thinks. He's afraid to follow and like, because why? And I think a lot of people feel that way. That's why so many people have burner accounts. Debbie, I think you have 4 Instagram accounts.
Well, he's gotten away with it for 8 years, and he outed himself. Well done, Senator Romney. Let's recap a month of Utah Senator Mitt Romney's run in the national news spotlight. First, he calls out the president under his real Twitter handle for suggesting foreign governments investigate his political rival, Joe Biden. Then Romney's back a short time later. He was the first to call out the president on Twitter, that I remember, for the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Syria.
Adding insult to dishonor, the administration speaks cavalierly, even flippantly, even as our ally has suffered death and casualty. Their homes have been burned and their families have been torn apart.
That's Senator Romney last week on the floor of the Senate, calling out the president on the withdrawal of troops. And now this, he's at the center of memes and jokes. And a little bit of worry as well that he admitted to having a secret Twitter account under the name Pierre Delecto. We're talking about Senator Mitt Romney masquerading on Twitter, tweeting and commenting and liking under the handle at cause, QAWS, by the way, at cause 9876. It's now locked and private.
First of all, it's incredible to me that people are able to link these burner accounts and accurately. We've seen it with athletes. We've seen it with politicians. Burner accounts are out there, and some internet sleuth is able to put these together and find out who it is. It's incredible to me. So that, first of all, I'm so impressed with. But I look at it, Debbie, and he said he was following 668. I think it was at 700-plus people. He was following that many people, and for years. It's amazing that it happened for years and that he just now added himself. That tells me somebody knew someone was going to break this story, so he beat him to the punch.
Atlantic reporter McKay Coppins got the interview with Mitt Romney, and it wasn't just about the Twitter account. It was about, well, a lot of things about Mitt Romney. Most of the story itself is a lot about what we've been talking about here on the show, about Mitt Romney and Donald Trump and their relationship and so much more. But buried in the article was this information about Mitt Romney's fake Twitter account at cause 79876 that he has been masquerading under since 2011. So why did he do it? That was the first question I asked myself. And sure enough, it says it right in the article. To keep tabs on political conversations. In fact, he wouldn't give reporter McKay Coppins the name of the Twitter handle that he was using, but did tell him, I'm following 668 people, including journalists, late-night comedians, and athletes. Trump was not among them. He tweets so much, is what Romney told reporter McKay Coppins for The Atlantic about why he wasn't following Trump. By the way, 9:35, a live interview with McKay.
Yeah, he also says Trump overshares. He said, much like my niece, I love her, but it's like, it's too much, which is true. I can see what he was thinking, because if you're being followed by Mitt Romney, I think that sends a message. If he's following half a dozen comedians, people will start drawing lines of, oh, well, why doesn't he follow this comedian? Why doesn't he follow that journalist? Why doesn't he follow this athlete? And they start drawing conclusions that probably aren't there to be drawn. So I can see why he wanted to do it on his own, kind of in the background, and find out what is going on. What is the thought of the people nationally? And I think it sounds like he had a pretty good little mix of people that didn't necessarily believe exactly the way he believes and thinks the way he thinks. It's a good thing that he's looking to bring in some more information so he can make good decisions.
Hey, Dave's take is no one feels that they can freely talk anymore, and that's why Senator Mitt Romney's been masquerading on Twitter using a fake name, Pierre Delecto. What's your take on why he'd do it? We're taking your calls in 15 minutes. It'll be your turn to talk, 801-575-7668. And next, we'll read some of the tweets Pierre Delecto, a.k.a. Mitt Romney, tweeted out.
Dave and Dujanovic.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Learning more this morning about the Twitter activity of a guy named Pierre Delecto. Well, actually, that's the pen name of Senator Mitt Romney that he used for years as his secret Twitter account.
Since 2011, Deb? 2011, he had a burner account. Senator Romney had a burner account before everybody had a burner account.
Interestingly, Senator Mitt Romney on Axios over the weekend talking about the dumbest things that President Trump has done.
I think the places where I would be most critical of the president would be in matters that were divisive, that appeared to be appealing to racism or misogyny. And those are the kinds of things I think that have been most harmful long term to the foundation of America's virtuous character.
He's been consistent with that. He's been very, very consistent. When he disagrees with the president, he's going to say it. And when he feels like it's being divisive, he's going to say it. Now, you could argue that this is dividing even more. At least you had Republicans and Democrats, but now this is why I think the president is so angry with Senator Romney, and this is why he attacks him so often, is it starts breaking up the united front of the Republican Party.
But we're talking about Romney, Dave, having a fake Twitter account. So he's outing the president for things that he disagrees with the president on. Do you agree with Senator Mitt Romney as to whether he should even have one to begin with? Dave has his own take on why he would have one, which is what?
I mean, I don't have a burner account. But I kind of wish I did. But this is why I think it's newsworthy and kind of awful. People have a burner account because they don't feel free to say what they are thinking. They think that, if I share my real thoughts and opinions, then they're going to be used against me. So it's especially interesting that Senator Romney has one, because it does seem kind of like he doesn't care. He's breaking all the rules. He's jumping outside of the box and party lines. But I think the real conversation we should be having is, why do we feel restrained? Why do we feel like we can't share our real thoughts on social media?
All right. Before we get much farther down that road, let's talk about what he's actually tweeted out. Because here's where I think a fake account crosses the line. If you just want to have one to sort of stalk somebody, see what they're saying. Maybe you have a situation where you don't trust someone in a relationship. You know what I mean? People start fake accounts all the time. Twitter, in fact, announced last year that it was deleting hundreds of thousands of fake accounts. So let's see where Senator Romney may have crossed the line. Does it cross the line for you when he actually starts posting tweets? One of them from June 8th, 2019, earlier this year, broadcaster Soledad O'Brien tweeted an article about Romney indicating he may not endorse Trump in 2020, and she accused Romney of having a lack of a moral compass. Romney hits back under the fake Twitter name, Pierre Delecto, saying this: only Republican to hit Trump on Mueller report, only one to hit Trump on character time and again. So Soledad, you think he's the one without moral compass? Okay, does that cross the line where you've got this fake account, this secret account that is now more than lurking, as Senator Romney described it, as a lurker account where he's actually tweeting, replying, and liking?
So now you're saying there's rules with the lurker account? It would have been totally fine as long as you're just lurking. What I like about this and why I feel kind of bad for politicians and athletes who can't honestly share their feelings, that's a fair complaint. The fact that Soledad O'Brien is accusing him of having no moral compass, he should be able to address that.
But he didn't. Pierre Delecto addressed it.
Exactly. That is my very point. He should be able to say these things, but politically he can't, because he doesn't want to turn into President Tweet of the Day. Right, where he's getting in these Twitter fights, because nothing good happens from a Twitter fight. Nothing. But are you just going to keep taking it on the chin? Are you going to keep getting blasted left and right? Well, sometimes it's cathartic just to tweet out your thoughts and feelings unrestrained. It's the beauty of the burner account.
It's now private. It's locked. At the beginning, when this first broke, he was following 668 people. Now it's up to 702 people, and he has about 1,100 followers before he locked it down. And again, taking your calls in the next segment at 801-575-7668. We're getting calls right now. What do you think of this? Dave thinks, well, politicians aren't free to speak their mind, and so they have to sort of masquerade under a pseudonym. What's the reason why for you? Why would Mitt Romney, in your mind, do this? And is it okay? So here's another tweet, Dave. More recently, tweets at a guy named John Weaver. Weaver tweets, at the real Donald Trump has betrayed our allies in Syria at the behest of Russia and Turkey. Innocent children, women, and men will be killed. ISIS will have the opportunity to reconstitute, and America won't be trusted again. Congrats, GOP Senate. Well done. Romney hits back again under the name Pierre Delecto. John, agree on Trump's awful decision. But what could the Senate do to stop it? He likes some tweets as well, among them some that don't directly mention Romney. George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, an outspoken critic of Trump, appears to be a particular favorite. Pierre liked quite a few tweets that call Trump's fitness for office into question. Do likes matter on Twitter? Really?
They matter in several ways. If you like something, and this is what's kind of crazy about social media, if you like something, all of a sudden it pops up in your feed that, hey, Dave Noriega, who, by the way, is your friend, he liked this tweet, so maybe you'll like it too. So Twitter outs you anytime you like something. And I've gotten bitten by that before. A lot of times we gather information and news from Twitter, and when you're scrolling through hundreds and thousands of tweets every day, to manage it, if I see an interesting article or a funny video or something, I'll hit like. Not that I necessarily like it, but it's an easy way for me to categorize it. So if I want to go back later on in the day when I have a little more time to digest it, I can just go to my likes and I can find the four or five things that I liked. But sometimes the video that is up or the article is not something that I've read. It's a blind like. So again, we don't understand why he liked certain things. We don't understand what he was thinking, if he was endorsing them. That's why you have a burner account, because as soon as you like something, how dare you? Don't you realize that person's a racist? Well, this is why I kept it secret, folks.
Next, we've got a live interview lined up with a reporter who broke the story, McKay Coppins. He's on the line waiting to talk to us. I really want to ask him what that moment was like when he called up Senator Romney last night and asked him to confirm the handle of the Twitter account and what Romney said and then basically hung up. So, and anything else that hit the cutting room floor from that Atlantic article that's now gone viral.
It's 9:28. Stick around. News, traffic, and weather is next.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Senator Romney joining us
with Dave and Debbie.
Do you think the president should reverse course on his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria?
Republicans and Democrats have all said this was a terrible mistake.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station. Dave and Dujanovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Senator Mitt Romney outing himself in an article in The Atlantic that he has a secret Twitter account. It's as at cause something, something, something. And he's had it since 2011. Social
Pierre
media.
Pierre Delecto.
Pierre Delecto. Yep, that's the name he's been masquerading as on Twitter. He also has a couple of other Twitter accounts. He has a Senate account that he uses frequently that I retweet from. I don't think I've ever retweeted anything Pierre Delecto said. He made the announcement in the Atlantic article written by McKay Coppins, that reporter for The Atlantic who's been interviewing Romney over the course of several months. And it's this nugget this nugget that's kind of buried in the article that's gone viral. It is literally the stuff that memes are made of. We're going to talk to McKay in just a few minutes, but we're also taking your phone calls about this because, Dave, I thought your take was pretty hot.
Yeah, the fact that nobody feels like they can share their real thoughts. They can't say what they really are feeling or thinking because it's not worth the fallout. So I'm going to create a burner account and then hide behind that.
Oh, I can already see it now. The bumper sticker that reads, Mitt Romney is following me.
That's true. Unfortunately, he was following either myself or Debbie Dujanovic.
Well, my opinion is I think it's rather gutless on his part to be maneuvering around underneath the scenes there. It makes me wonder what else he's doing behind the scenes that nobody else knows about.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't like that take at all. If you want to follow someone, if you're trying to get the pulse of society without being judged for every single person you follow, then do a burner account. It's not worth it. Otherwise, if he from his own account is following 700-800 people, then we are going to scrutinize and break down every single follow.
But I expected more out of Senator Romney than this. I did. I would not expect him to have a secret account. Look, if you want to have an account where maybe just your family follows, your close friends, where he crossed the line for me is when he starts tweeting and replying under his pseudonym, Pierre Delecto. And he's only had a handful of tweets. And when I say a handful, I think we counted up before the show perhaps 10 under that name. But I wasn't expecting that out of him. McKay Coppins, you're the reporter who interviewed and broke the story. Were you expecting him to say he had a secret Twitter account?
I was not expecting it. You know, the way it came up in the interview, in one of the interviews I was doing, I was in his Senate office, and it was not long after Donald Trump had spent kind of a weekend unloading on him on Twitter. You remember the impeach Mitt Romney hashtag?
And, oh, yes.
You know, taunting him. And so I kind of just asked Romney, you know, what is the experience like to be kind of the subject of a presidential Twitter tirade? How did that feel? And he told me, you know, it was not a big deal. I barely paid attention to it. In fact, he spent that day picking apples with his grandkids, kind of trying to stay offline.
Yeah.
But then he when we were talking about that, he said, well, you know, actually, hang on. And he got up and he walked over to his desk and grabbed an iPad. And that's when he kind of just said out of the blue, you know, I have my official Twitter accounts, and then I have a secret Twitter account. What do they call me? A lurker that I kind of use to keep tabs on the political conversation. And he didn't. He said, I'm not going to tell you the name of it. I don't want you to know. But then he kind of gave me some details. He said, I follow 668 people, and it's a combination of political journalists and comedians and athletes, and then kind of just moved on from there. I thought that was a pretty little interesting tidbit and put that in the piece, and I guess I should have known that it would take less than a day for the internet to figure out who what the secret account was. Props to the Slate reporter, Ashley Feinberg, who tracked it down. But, you know, after she tracked it down and said, I think this might be his Twitter account, I spoke to him again just last night, and I asked him for a response, and his only response was, c'est moi. it's me. So
McKay is rapidly rapidly jumping onto Google Translate. Same wall. What does that mean?
It just gets odder and odder. So did he hang up after that, or did you continue the conversation?
He handed the phone back to his communications director, and that was the end of the conversation.
Well, that's a great mic drop moment. Are you a little surprised? I mean, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of words this article that you wrote was, but are you a little bit surprised and maybe even a little bent out of shape that this was the one that everyone's latched onto, was the burner account?
No, you know, you never know what's going to go viral in your story. Prior to that little part going viral last night, a lot of people were already kind of reading the story. I'm fine with it. I aim to inform. So this is the thing people want to talk about. But I do think it's actually of a piece with the broader thesis I had in my profile, which is that, you know, Romney, I've been covering Romney for 9 years now. I covered his the lead up to his president, his last presidential race. I've covered him since then. He is really behaving in a way, in a liberated way that I've never seen before. You know, the way that he has come out swinging at President Trump's policies that he disagrees with, about his moral failings, his character, that is really not the Mitt Romney I covered in 2012, when he was a presidential candidate, was extremely disciplined, very cautious, you know, stuck very carefully to his talking points. And frankly, back then was very concerned about being seen as a kind of Republican conservative team player. Now he's saying, you know, principles are more important than party, and I'm 72 years old. I'm kind of in the twilight of my career, and I'm not going to, you know, spend a lot of time worrying about re-election. So it is pretty interesting to see how kind of liberated he is now.
Did you get the impression at all that he just is kind of awkward when it comes to the internet? He does. I mean, he does tweet a lot, but when he calls it a lurker account, he's not really lurking, McKay. He's actually tweeting. It does seem to cross an ethical line.
He called it a lurker account. He did not say that he tweeted it. You point out, I mean, he has tweeted. It's not very many tweets. But yeah, he does. He's definitely, you know, again, he's 72 years old. When he got his iPad, I didn't put this in the story, but got his iPad, it took him a couple minutes to even kind of figure out how to toggle back to that account. You know, he was kind of swiping at things and asking his aides for help. Like, I do think there's a certain amount of he's not native to the internet. I also would say that I would be extremely surprised if Mitt Romney is the only member of Congress who has an account like this. In fact, I would say there are probably, I have no idea, but I would say there are probably dozens of people who have secret accounts like this.
Guaranteed. There are a lot of burner accounts coming from Washington. McKay Coppins joins us. McKay, you've had quite the month. It seems like every week we have something pretty major to discuss with you. But I look at this, and did he reference at all why he felt the need to have a burner account? Because I look at it, and in the world of social media, everything is scrutinized. Every word said, every tweet, every person that you follow. And it feels to me that the reason people have burner accounts, especially in Washington, is because they just don't want to deal with the political ramifications of following someone they shouldn't follow or liking a tweet they shouldn't like.
That is certainly true. I mean, I think that, to be fair, he created this account in 2011. So it was at a time, I think he started looking at this at a time when everyone was newer to Twitter, and he certainly was under a lot more scrutiny as a presidential candidate. I think that he did not talk about why he felt the need to have a burner account. I think part of it is, you know, as somebody who has an official account, you have to follow a lot of people for certain, you know, political or professional reasons, right? It's not a good way to actually keep tabs on the political conversation the way that he probably wants to. But it is true that he, you know, was liking tweets that he probably would not have liked from his official account, right? Things he thought were funny, but maybe kind of not decorous enough.
Not on brand. Not on brand, right.
Not on brand, but, you know, I would also say there's always, you know, there's always a difference between how somebody who covers politicians, how they act in public versus private. I think people certainly have some people have problems with this account. I will also say this is pretty tame for an anonymous
for a scandal.
Yeah, there's not, you know, there could have been, you could have found things that were a lot more scandalous, and instead it was, you know, liking some tweets and that were a little embarrassing.
It's called The Liberation of Mitt Romney. McKay Coppins, thank you so much. The article you wrote for The Atlantic, a fascinating read. I'm a little upset that it's the only thing we're focusing on is the burner account, because there's a lot of good stuff in there. But thank you so much for joining us, McKay. We'll talk to you again. Debbie, really, really a fascinating article and really good conversation starter. A burner account from Mitt Romney. Who knew?
On our Utah Community Credit Union text line, one person says, why are you guys continuing to talk about this? This is not newsworthy. But is it? 801-575-7668. Continuing to take your phone calls in the next segment about Mitt Romney's secret Twitter account. Does it cross an ethical line? 801-575-7668.
Dave and Dujanovic. We have breaking news all morning long. And Dave and Debbie get into the stories deep.
More in depth.
9 till noon on KSL News Radio. Dave and Dujanovic.
Did Senator Mitt Romney violate Twitter's rules of engagement when he admitted that he had a secret account that he's had up since 2011? And he outed himself in an Atlantic article. If you just joined us, you missed the conversation that we had with McKay Coppins, the reporter who broke the story. And he said, you know, I mean, Senator Romney came out and admitted to him about having this in light of everything that he's kind of the fire that he's been under with President Trump.
Yeah, it's something that he's had since 2011. That's a long time to have a burner account. I'm surprised that no one outed him before then. Usually we draw the connections there pretty easily, but it's very interesting, Debbie, the thought that we even need burner accounts, that we're so afraid to have an opinion or like an article or follow somebody that we think that is going to damage us politically.
So let's talk about the Twitter rule. And then we're taking your phone calls, 801-575-7668, as to whether it crosses the line for you. Does his fake account cross the line for our listeners? Twitter says you may not impersonate individuals, groups, or organizations in a manner that is intended to or misleads, confuses, or deceives others. The name of his fake Twitter account is Pierre Delecto, and we want to get serious about this conversation as to whether or not that crosses an ethical line for our listeners. It does for me to this degree, Dave, that he started to comment on other real Twitter accounts, weighing in as Pierre Delecto.
First of all, this is a very tame account. This is nothing inappropriate. He's not posting pictures that are inappropriate. It's opinion-based. He's like, have you thought about this? Have you looked at it a certain way? I'm not offended that someone has a thought and they share it and they want to stay anonymous. As a reporter, how many times did you carry a story with an anonymous source? Now, I know you didn't do that very often. That was something that you try not to do as an anonymous source. It's like if you want to be in the story, you go on the record. But a lot of reporters do that. They use anonymous sources. So just because we don't know the origin, does it mean those opinions are not valid?
But do you expect more? Do you expect more out of Senator Romney? I know I did. I was surprised. I don't know why I was so surprised, because I'm talking to McKay Coppins, the journalist for The Atlantic who broke this story. He says it's probably the case for a lot of people in Congress. A lot of folks in Congress probably have these burner accounts. We are taking your calls, 801-575-7668. How do you feel about Senator Romney masquerading on Twitter as a guy named Pierre Delecto?
I think Mitt lacks ego strength in decision-making and taking away his voice on opinions. The fact that he follows people under a pseudonym is kind of creepy. Why can't he come out and say what he means as a politician? I expect that. I expect him to have the ego strength to stand behind what he thinks and put a voice to it.
That's myopic. I agree with you 100%, but it's myopic to think that every politician in Washington isn't calculating their next move. Let's be realistic here, folks. I mean, if the question is, was it ethical or not? What is the very base of ethics? It's whether something is right or wrong. Do you honestly look at this account and say, wow, that is offensive. That was wrong. How dare he follow people on Twitter to try to follow the national conversation of what people are talking about without the political ramifications that follow? What's wrong about that? I think we're getting spun up over something that really is the wrong direction.
This isn't scandalous, or the tweets that he's got are harmless. And I think Dave has made some excellent points as to why he would have this and what he would do with it. And even the reporter, anyone who's going to make something of this clearly has an agenda either against him or whatnot, because this is just this is ridiculous. It's not even newsworthy at this point. There's no scandal here.
Well, the internet doesn't think that. It's trending on Twitter. It was trending a lot higher, I think, last night. Overnight, it kind of dropped its number 10 trending on Twitter. So the internet thinks this is a big deal, and it's the thing that memes are made of.
Yeah.
And it is. It could. I mean,
Pete Delecto follows me. Woo!
Is that a big deal? I mean, is this a big deal, or is it an ethical issue? It sounds to me like you don't care you don't look at this as an ethical issue. So is it a big deal at all that one of our senators feels that he has to have a fake or secret Twitter account that he's actively been using? He's actively been engaging in this at the same time he's calling out the president. At the same time, he is questioning what is going on in Syria or what is not going on when it comes to U.S. troops any longer in Syria. Does it take away some credibility for our senator?
Did he say anything that he hasn't said in the past? When I look at the tweets that he had under Pete Delecto, it's consistent with his opinions and comments that he has right now. I think the larger discussion and what I think is deplorable is the fact that we scrutinize every single word, every single follow of every single person, judging them every step of the way. If he wants to follow a million people, then that is his right. We don't know. Sometimes maybe you need to read something outlandish and terrible to realize how outlandish and terrible it is. We're just going to judge him for even reading the words, for even following that person. Let's be practical here. Every single politician knows every decision they make, everything they read, everything they say will be scrutinized, will be vilified. So the fact that he wants to keep it on the down low, what makes that wrong? And that's when people bring up it was unethical. Well, what was wrong about this? Pretending to be somebody else?
As of this morning, Senator Mitt Romney, probably the most talked about senator back in D.C., certainly nationally, all over Twitter. Let's recap the month of Senator Romney's run in the national news spotlight. First, he calls out the president under his real Twitter handle for suggesting foreign governments investigate his political rival, Joe Biden. Then he's the first to call out the president on Twitter for the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Syria. And now this, he's at the center of memes and jokes after admitting to having a secret Twitter account under the name Pierre Delecto. I'd really like to ask Senator Romney this. In fact, didn't we ask him to come on the show live with us, Andrew Hull? We haven't heard back from him. How'd you come up with the name Pierre Delecto? Where do you get that name? At Cause 9876. Your account now locked in private. We see what you've done there.
I think what's most impressive is he had a burner account before it was cool to have a burner account. 2011? That is the epitome of an early adopter. I'm telling you, who knew?
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.